You're listening to SBS News.
If you do not immediately disperse from the Domain, you will be detained and legal action will be taken against you.
At the Domain Park in Sydney's CBD, tensions quickly escalated amid a swift police crackdown. A small group of Black Lives Matter protesters gathered in defiance of a Supreme Court order and demanded justice over Aboriginal deaths in custody. Organiser Paul Silver says that includes the 2015 death of David Dungay Jr. in Long Bay Jail.
We're out here today to demand justice for the actions of all staff involved with David Dungay Jr.'s murder to be stood down and be investigated by WorkSafe New South Wales.
But upon arrival, attendees were vastly outnumbered by hundreds of police officers who ordered them to disperse immediately. Protesters argued they had arrived in limited numbers and could legally assemble at the large park with outdoor gatherings of more than 20 people currently banned in New South Wales. One of the organisers, Paddy Gibson, was then quickly arrested by police as tensions ignited, with the protest then called off minutes before it was due to begin.
I would call on people to leave now. Leave now. Leave now. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. Leave the Domain. Tell the people to cancel the rally. Leave the Domain. Don't come near me. Don't come near me.
Just give them room.
Don't come near me and disperse the crowd.
Five of the six protesters who were briefly detained were fined for breaching public health orders before being released. Among them was Chad Stratton.
I was fined $1,000 and given a move-on notice by police. I'm appealing that fine, and I'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if I have to. Australian government keeps talking about closing the gap. Well, this gap's getting bigger and bigger every day, and unless it's obviously recognised by the people who are there to enforce the law, we've got no hope.
Police Commissioner Mick Willing says protesters were warned not to attend in the lead-up to the event.
Over the last 24 hours, we have said time and time again, do not turn up. You will be arrested. You will receive an infringement notice if you're in breach of the health order. So, you know, how many times we have to warn people is beyond me. But at the end of the day, we will take whatever action we have to take at the time, depending on the operational circumstances as they present themselves. As we said all along, we are not anti the right to protest. This is about public safety.
Activist Vanessa Turnbull was arrested as she called on other protesters to go home and told them that the rally was cancelled. She has accused the police of hypocrisy.
We were following New South Wales health COVID restrictions, which is the 1.5, all wearing safe masks, all have hand sanitizer, all following and complying with what New South Wales have given us in terms of guidance and what to follow. I'm here literally exercising my right to just walk into a park. A dear friend of mine happened to be arrested, handed me the microphone, and I was telling everybody to move on, actually complying with what the police orders were, and have now been fined myself. The only people that aren't exercising a 1.5 distance is New South Wales Police Force.
Ms Turnbull says protesters will continue to call for equality for Indigenous Australians.
It's about justice for David Dungay Jr. and all the black lives that are being taken by this same institution, First Nations people here in this country. We hold the highest rates of incarceration, and the injustices in this country needs to be addressed and it needs to be spoken about, and there is an onus on this government to start exercising change.
Protesters who arrived when the rally was due to start say they were shocked by the manner in which it ended.
We are living in a police state. It is absolutely unconscionable that they'd have horses out here for a peaceful protest.
The political leadership was saying it's against the law, but they're not saying it's against the law to kill David Dungay. You know, the hypocrisy is amazing. But the public health issue that we're trying to raise is the 400 deaths in custody.
In the meantime, Mr. Dungay's family say they will continue their calls for an independent investigation. Omar Dehan, SBS News.